Most of the areas are open again, but there are some areas that stay flooded. Like there's an area called Bear Creek, and it stays flooded for weeks after any disaster storm, anything like that. But most places, I think, have dried up. The problem is, you know, getting the trash and getting be able to get in places, and it's just a it's
Do
a really
bad
mess.
Do you see the FEMA trucks? Do you see all the FEMA vehicles and everything running all over the place?
We've seen some, yeah. My area wasn't hit as bad, so we're not seeing as much here. Most of the strip centers around me flooded out. They had over a foot of water in all the stores. And most of the homes by me got very close to flooding or are just barely flooded a little bit. So it's we're not nothing like the areas where they purposely release water from the dam and flooded thousands of homes. Like I said before, many of these people should not rebuild because it's going to keep happening over and over again.
Yeah, I don't know. People just don't get it, or, well, I don't know. They're in a feeding frenzy. When they go into a feeding frenzy for land, they build just about anywhere. Were you the one that was telling me that a lot of that land over there in Houston was marked do not build, and they built on it anyways?
Well, I don't know if it said do not build, but the people that were concerned about flooding said that if they built in some of these places, there's no place for the water to go. They sure proved that right. And now it's amazing. The Army Corps of Engineers is again telling them, as they have for 30 years, that there are problems with the reservoirs. You think?
And it's coastal marshland. I mean, it's low. It's, you know, why did they build this big humongous city there? You know, why not somewhere like Atlanta, at least where there's hills and valleys and things to channel water and stuff away from?
I don't know. What I do know is that I like what Jimmy was saying. There's an awful lot going on in this world, and there are some people that don't want to see it. There's some people that are interested in knowing what's really going on, probably a lot like myself or any one of you folks and any of the listeners too, because what we're being told is seems to be a complete pack of lies. And, you know, this whole take a knee thing is brought to you by Game of Thrones. And so when they start echoing all this stuff through reality and changing, you know, the NFL thing, surely was that real? Was that not real? You know, I don't know. Did they expect everybody to kneel, right? And they really wanted everybody to kneel, and they didn't. You know, is that the reality? You know, I know it hurt them in the pocketbook. Was that the plan? You know, was that their plan? Are they planning on promoting the NFL more, you know, and getting some of the viewers back by this crazy get-the-knee thing? How does that have to do with Houston? It sure the hell was a distraction last week or during the last couple weeks, as we weren't talking about the destruction in Florida and in Houston and in Puerto Rico. You know, there's all sorts of things that are being done under the cover of, well, making interesting news. Maybe it's real. You know, who decides what's real and what's going to be talked about? On this show, I guess I do, right? Or you do. You can call in, too. Or one of you guys bring up stuff, and we all try to stay on we're trying to find the right track.
I have an update, Steve, on some of my links that I filed away, and this was actually on the local news channel there. It's, let's see, it was news, it's www.9news.com, and the narrative is Mayor Derek Freeman posted a clarification to the temporary housing situation regarding to the FEMA barges coming to Port Arthur, Texas. There will be two FEMA barges which will hold approximately 300 people each in the port of Port Arthur. Mayor Freeman posted on his Facebook clarifying about the barges that will be used to house displaced residents, and I put the links in the Chatango chat room. So, you know, that to me, regardless of the news being fake news or not, to have a local affiliate report on it I'll leave it up to you, but that's where they're saying. They're coming out and calling them FEMA barges, but they're really owned by Google.
That's interesting. Okay, well, you know, we missed the top of the hour break. Did you guys notice that? Kind of like caught me off. Yeah, that's, well, that was kind of weird. Anyways, it's a gift from Ken. No, it's, yeah, whatever. That's good. Thanks, Ken. Anyways, we're going to be moving on. We're actually going to, I'm going to close down the phone lines for now because we've got a special guest on. And we're going to be kind of continuing on from Farron's show as of yesterday. There was a lot of stuff going on. And, well, everybody's favorite hater, the Antifa folks, I don't know if everybody... his favorite hater. They have a target, you know, over at Stormfront, and they really like to go after those guys. And man, do we have Frank on the line? Because I believe I heard we had him. Frank, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Is it Father Francis?
Yeah, I got a little echo.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my radio name. Yeah.
Okay. Well, so Father Francis, Pastor Frank, I'm not too sure how to address this whole thing, but yesterday Stormfront had a group meeting, right? In where was that? Crossville, Tennessee, and you guys went there to get together and just, you know, deal with some logistical stuff and planning, right? It wasn't a protest or anything, and it was going to be very nonchalant. And how did that go down? Because, you know, last time Stormfront was involved in anything, the terrorist organization known as Antifa was all over the place, and they were very mean and very hostile and very nasty, and they wouldn't let anybody have the right to free speech. And they seemed to go after your private meeting too. Was it a public meeting or is it a private meeting yesterday?
Well, private meeting, and we had met about 50-60 people were there, and hard to keep count. We had our own security guys out, and I'm actually with three of them here right now. And the police did a kick-ass job, I got to say. They really were on top of it. They asked us to not confront people and just conduct our meeting, and they would handle it. We had about 28. It was actually exactly 28 Antifa. Six were able-bodied men, sort of. But we had 25 badass guys. And the only thing that protected them from their attack on us, where they would have had their heads handed to them, was the police. And so it all went down. It was a great meeting, and what really scared them was the fact that this meeting was not just a lecture series where somebody gets up and complains about how bad things are and this, that. No, this was a strategy meeting. This was a planning meeting. We're switching gears. We're going into activism. We're mm-hmm. done with this. We'll be pushing the window here, and nothing illegal. We don't ever do anything illegal, but there's a lot of tactics that have been used in Europe, and we're looking at them, and they're successful. Look at the AFD. AFD is 12.6% of the voters voted for Alternative for Deutschland. And so now they're the third largest political party in Germany, and that's going to make it tough for Merkel and her gang to form a coalition and push more of this horrible immigration policy on us. Ideas. We had Michael Hill was there from League of the South. Billy Roper was there. Tom Pierce was there from Knoxville. He's run for political office, and we're just going ahead and moving on.
Okay, to frame this up for our listeners that don't understand what's going on, there's a narrative that floats around the newspapers, the corporate owned, you know, puppet controlled or whatever Farron likes to call them, the newspapers, that the white supremacists are coming and they hate all people and they want to kill all people. And then they point fingers at everybody and then take a bunch of photos and say, these guys are all evil, pure evil, hate them. And that they never really want to talk. And that you had that same problem yesterday. You were on the phone reporting what was going on, because we were kind of concerned that we were going to go blow up like Charlottesville again. And so as you were talking, you also talked to a person at the Knoxville News Sentinel. How did that conversation go? You know, because did they come over to you? Because I heard him talking about the swastika on the back of this man's shirt and so forth. And I have questions about that. Was that the right kind of attire for that guy to be there with? Because you knew, or he should have known, but you can't control him. And, you know, it's just kind of a shame because they paint this whole thing differently than the actual conversation should go. So how is your conversation with the guy over at Knoxville News Sentinel, and have you seen that piece that he's put up there?
Well, it was false news, because false news, what they do is they just twist your words. They try to twist your words. But she really couldn't. It was a female. And actually, I was interviewed by the Knoxville News Sentinel and another newspaper called the Tennessean, both of which are affiliated with USA Today, communist group for sure. And actually, the conversation didn't go well for her because she really didn't report much of what I told her, because it was all powerful stuff that she couldn't refute, you know. And so she basically just said that I was there and even got my name wrong. That's how weak they are. There was one report that, she reported that Matt Heimbach was there. Matt Heimbach wasn't there. So they are so, they're, I don't know if they're stupid or they're just deliberately misreporting so that so they can spin their own narrative. And the police, like I said, they said, one of them said, well, we don't know. You guys have been here for the last 3 years. We've never had any trouble until these people came. These are the people causing the trouble. They're out there with their pink hair and, you know, all the other weirdo things that they wear, beating drums, yelling Nazi, no fascist, no KKK, no racist
whatever.
USA.
They do like that.
You know,
hey, I'm going to drag you some other direction, right? Because you have some history that I don't understand, or I've never been president. But several weeks ago, well, maybe it's months now, when these Antifa folks showed back up on the radar with, you know, flying colors, I go, who the heck are these clowns? Right? And where did they come from? Where have they been around with? And I called Farron up and I said, who are these guys? And he told me that, well, it seems like they've been around for a long time, because Father Francis says, well, he had a run-in with them years and years back. You know this group, these terrorists, these Antifa folk. You've been dealing with them for a long time. Well, are they getting bigger, smaller, more emboldened? What's the deal with them?
Well, in Charlottesville, they were really big. We believed that it was completely orchestrated by the city, the police department. I was at Charlottesville, too. And everything you heard about Charlottesville is a lie. When I walked from the parking garage in Charlottesville down to Lee Park, about two blocks, three blocks maybe, there was Antifa everywhere. At any point, I could have reached out my arm and touched one of them. I'm 70 years old, so I'm not really keen on fighting. I can protect myself. But my initial contact with them was in Tinley Park, Illinois. We had just a meeting up there for job opportunities and vocational training for European youth and European adults as well. And nine of us, sitting at a table, just ordered our appetizers, and here comes Antifa, ARA, 18 people strong. They got clubs, knives, you know, those steel batons, nunchucks, hammers, and they start breaking the place up. They hit two of our guys in the head, and they wound up getting staples in their head. I got beat up a little bit, but I fought back as good as I could, and we took a toll on them too. So five of those guys went to jail. The Antifa guys went to prison, actually, from 3 to 5 years, or 3 to 7 years with their sentences. So that was a big win for us, and we had a couple guys hurt, like I said. But they had guys hurt too, big time. And the main thing you want to do with these people is take off their mask. Just take their mask off. It's so easy. The one guy we grabbed as he was going out the door, they were only in for maybe a minute, 2 minutes, and they trashed the restaurant. One old lady had a heart attack. She wasn't part of our group. They clubbed two other people over the head with their heads open. They weren't part of our group. They just attack people when they have the superior numbers. And so I got run through the ringer on a bogus gun charge, which was later dismissed because of a false arrest and an illegal search. And so that was my initial contact with them. But they've been been around for 100 years. They've been around for 100 years.
I hear, at least lore has it, that Stalin actually created them in the 30s to go after the socialist movement in Germany at the time. You know, that's lore. I really wasn't there. I'm not in Stalin's boots, but at least that's
the brown shirts. The
brown shirts.
Yeah, well, but what happens is they're accusing us of being the aggressors. The same thing happened in Germany. It was the communists, Antifa. They're using the same flag that they used in the 20s. The same flag. It's identical. And they were communists then, anarchists, and they basically were doing the same stuff then as they're doing today. That's why there was the brown shirts. They spawned the brown shirts. And so that's when they fought back. And the same sort of things are happening here. They come. Charlottesville had a pretty powerful force, but we had a bigger group. Our guys kicked their asses in Charlottesville. They call it the Shield Wall. It looked like a medieval battle because everybody makes their own shields and they had their own symbols on them. And they were locked. Those shields were locked together. And people were throwing, not only throwing stones and bricks and things like that. It was throwing used tampons, used condoms. Balloons.
Man, that was such that was sad, for lack of a better term, you know, watching that all play out and the cops standing down and then everybody claiming that the people that were there to try to keep the statue down were the ones that caused it, even though we have a history of this Antifa nonsense, these terrorists. They even Obama's government called them terrorists, right? They are terrorists. Let's keep that straight. Now, personal beliefs aside, people have the rights to gather and say whatever the heck they are. There are no limits to the Constitution except, well, from what I understand, the Bill of Rights and Constitution says you can't hurt people, you can't promote killing people and stuff like that. But they have a narrative when they talk about Stormfront, right? You know, you're a co-host and you do a show, 5 days a week or something like that?
Same time slot as yours, 9 to 11, 5 days a week, Prince Radio.
That's nice. But my point is... Go ahead.
We always listeners to your shows too. I've called into Farron's show several times. I was on yesterday with Farron, and so was one of the ladies that was with us. And so this cross guesting, it really works because it unifies the alt-right, right-wing, you know, radio. We weren't on Saturday and today, so we want the message out. So I know. I haven't met Farron, but I've known him from phone conversations. So I immediately called him and just about when he was going to call me. And so we gave him a live report from the scene. It was a live report. Antifa had 28 people. Like I said, 6 people. I would say maybe 2 or 3 would be, you know, worthy adversaries. The other ones were not there, you know.
And, you know, worthy or not, that's kind of a beyond the thing, right? You know, I go to the Knoxville News Sentinel and their recap of the days as she has it, right? And she does, you know, she has a picture of this guy. He's the evil. I'm the vampire killer. I've been chasing these damn Nazis and white supremacists and trying to figure out how I can get out there and shut them down and cause them harm. And then you've got, you know, people in the background. I mean, these photos are telling the story, and the Knoxville news station, not the words, not the truth. And that's what we want to try and start talking a little bit more about, because you're not going to get it from the regular news sources. Republic of Texas Radio, hang on, that's the music. We'll be right back.
You got it.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back. Well, my wife just opened the door. Actually, it was my son, it looks like. And, man, the smell of scotch eggs. You guys ever had scotch eggs? Neither have I. But they're supposed to be an egg with, you know, sausage around them. It's going to be really good when I finish the show. But that's not coming
like
up
a little bit.
You like scotch? Well, Doc likes scotch. Yeah, that's right. Hey, we're joined today with Father Francis, and we've been talking a little bit about the latest, I guess it was a planning session that Stormfront had over in Crossville, Tennessee. And, well, it sounds like it didn't go sideways. Maybe they didn't want it to go sideways and whatnot. So tell us a little bit about, I'm just all over the place. They keep calling you white supremacists and nationalists and things like that. What the heck does that mean? Does any of that make sense? They use a lot of words that try to paint people that are white and just care about, you know, some of the white issues, not the white issues of my white privilege, because I haven't felt that privilege that they say that I have, right? I felt the fact that affirmative action has attacked me all my life and continues to do that, and I want it gone. Does that make me a white supremacist? Does that make me a white nationalist? No, I'm not either one of those, but I want a fair and an even playing field. And to me, I just don't know what Stormfront is doing, and nobody's talking about that. What's the point? Can you answer that question, Father Francis?
Well, yeah. In my opinion, and I asked several other people to do the same thing, I put together 8 different categories that we need to work on. We got political action committees. We have activists that engage in flash mobs, street action, where you go into. We may switch gear. I won't go into the details of our plans. There's no sense in giving them away in the air. But another category is the fact that we have to protect ourselves. At least that was apparent in Charlottesville. That poor kid that got in a car accident. I was in the midst of that. If you were in the midst of that, I saw people being taken down from behind. One old guy got grabbed by his shoulders, pulled back down. He banged his head off the street. 2 other guys held his arms while a third guy stomped him in the face. That's the kind of things that they do. We're going to do things that are going to move us forward. We don't.
Right.
A lot of the times these lectures go to people talking about the history and what happened and how bad this is or how bad that is, and then that. Hold on. I got a maid coming in the room here, but the. There's been other reports out from the left that they're terrified of this. This was one of the things that they didn't want to see happen, because now we're planning an attack back legally.
Right. And, they've been messing with your web traffic too, right? As far as I can understand, y'all's site has been shut down, right? How can they shut down your site for being white supremacist? Yet sites like the North American Man Boy Love Association stays up and functioning perfectly and getting government funding, as far as I can understand. How can this crap be going on?
Well, because they're all in it together, the press, the government, the police, except in Tennessee. Like I said, these guys in Tennessee were awesome, the men and women both. They had maybe 10 people there. They kept them in their place, and everything was fine. We did a Protect the Monument protest in Knoxville. We're talking right on the campus at UT. And it total liberals. 36 of our guys were there. Some would come, some would go. The most they ever had was 36. There were hundreds of these Antifa types there. Knoxville Police Department and I don't know what other agencies kept those people across the street from the protest. So Tennessee is, if you want to live in a state that does a good job with law enforcement and legal issues, this is the place to be. I'm originally from New Jersey. I'm not going back there. But typically they label us with all these pejorative terms that we're not. If the woman says, well, are you a Nazi? I said, I'm not a Nazi. Can you tell me what a Nazi is? Nobody knows what a Nazi is. They bandy this word about as if it has some sort of meaning, but it doesn't. Donald Trump has been called a white supremacist. No, I'm sorry. Right. Yeah, white supremacist. And so that's because that's their spin on the word. Do I hear the music in the background there?
Yeah, that was a short segment. You want to hang on?
Sure, I'll finish the conversation.
Okay, great. Yes. Thanks. We'll be right back, folks. Republic of Texas Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech. Quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com. Mayor Derek Freeman.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay. So if you remembered a few weeks back, it might even be a month, man, longer, Charlottesville, there was this statue up there. They wanted to take it down, so people didn't want them to, and so they were trying to save it, and a big old altercation happened. You know, the terrorist group Antifa showed up and called everybody a Nazi. They're all Nazis, white supremacists, they're all this and they're all that. And, you know, I heard a podcast from one of their alternate media sources that was very disturbing. And all they were talking about was it sounded just like you and I. Now, that was kind of scary, except they used different things. They flew over to Charlottesville and they were going to take on the Nazis. And they got off the plane and they saw Nazis everywhere. And then they got rent a car and drove to their hotel and there were Nazis there. And I'm going, man, where'd you fly to? Right? You know, you fly back to Nazi Germany. And the show was about an hour. And it was just so hard to listen to. You know I sent a copy of that over to Doc and to Farron to have a listen to, but it had to be digested very slowly because you could hear the anger in these people's voices and the use of the term Nazi. It came up every few seconds. He was a Nazi, and I got down to the hotel room, and I opened the door opened, and there was a Nazi there. I'm going, man, you guys are just calling. It was like they're doing what we call now is, we used to call it play, right, when we were kids. Now they call it LARPing, live action role playing. We're walking around the world calling people names and justifying it. We got Father Francis on the line at this point, and, you know, he's with Stormfront. They just had a little conference talking about how they're going to reach out to people to try to communicate. And this one didn't go south like Charlottesville. But, you know, you mentioned this one thing about, and I'll let you respond. You mentioned the definition of Nazi. They don't even know it, right? And that was an acronym for the National Socialist German Workers' Party, right, at the time. And so they're saying you're with the, wow, that's kind of crazy, because I don't see that. They call themselves the anti-fascists, the Antifa. But to me, they're kind of lined up, Father Francis, maybe you know better. They seem like they're global communists to me. Any take on that? Okay, so that we
absolutely
can call them
global. They're absolutely global communists. There's no question about it. They're being funded by somebody, that's for sure. And yeah. It could even be our own government. It could be CIA. It could be the deep state. I mean, in UVA, University of Virginia did a poll after Charlottesville, and the 88% of the people that took the poll said that they weren't white supremacists, they weren't racist, they weren't neo-Nazis. But 39% of the people that took the poll, that would include some of the 88, said that they believed that the white race is under attack. 39%. Now, if that's representative of the people in America, voting age people in America, that's going to be somewhere up around 78 million people. So 78 million people in the United States believe that the white race and white people are under attack. We've been denied our rights. That thing up there in Chicago 5 years ago, I had to go back and forth to Chicago 15 times. I traveled 25,000 miles for 15 court cases. I ultimately had the case thrown out. But 25,000 miles of driving and time and gas and wear and tear on your vehicle, that's a big expense. Just because I was white. That's why they did it, because I was white. And another guy, they put him on another bogus charge. He went to jail in Texas. They held him for 13 months and then dismissed the case because they had no evidence to prove their allegation. These are the kind of things that we face as white people. We are not being given our rights. And we want our rights back. That's mission number one. And then all these things, we talk about self-sufficiency, there's going to be a group to handle that. We have a group that if somebody gets doxxed and then they get fired because the original restaurant we were supposed to go in, they called the restaurant, they went to the restaurant, and they warned them if they let us in, they were going to firebomb it, tear it down, we're neo-Nazis. So that man that owned that restaurant, or woman, whoever it was, they lost about $600, maybe $1,000 worth of revenue because we just went somewhere else. They can do whatever they want. Pardon?
Around here, when I go out to places and I come into contact with people, I've started, asking them and just bringing up the point of that you can be proud of being anything but white, And everyone that I come into contact with, these old farmers, ranchers around here, or displaced, people that have moved here from California or Houston or wherever, they all agree that, yes, they all see it, that, yes, the white person is being, basically, suppressed. You can be proud of being anything but white, because supposedly we all own slaves and we were all, oppressive slave owners. So, the whole world's crazy, but people are seeing it. But, we've been cowed to the point of where, most people don't want to cause a fuss. They don't want to, get in the middle of everything. So they
it's
so
very
don't say
hard
anything,
to make that conversation. It's hard to open your mouth and say that, because mm-hmm. they're going to turn around and say, oh, you're a racist. And you go, mm-hmm. well, no, I just want an even freaking keel, man. Right? Give me the same as everybody else. Right? And then we'll move on. Let's not point fingers. I don't know. Hey, Frank, our show is kind of a mix, right? We've got a bunch of voices. You were just talking to Alan, and I have a couple guys in the background that are quiet, and I want to see what they're thinking about right now. And let's go to Jimmy. Jimmy, what are you getting out of this? What are you feeling right now? Where are your thoughts?
Well, we follow
these guys. And one of my listeners up there in Idaho is very, he's like a, you know, provides a bunch of links for us for a bunch of content. And we'll actually mirror some of these live events. Like right now I have a split screen with your show, and then I've got the RT channel. It's amazing what's going on over there. But at the end of the day, if you're a white man, you're a target. And it's happening. I'm in Tampa. I don't get out too much in the hustle bustle, but this is all over the country. And you know, it's time to stand up, or we're going to be overrun. And I to the guys on the ground, boots on the ground. You know, my role is to provide broadcast and get the word out. And frankly, there's strength in numbers, but the fact that our guest and others are being harassed by the legal system, that's just egregious, and that it's time to stop it. So no fear here. I mean, I don't condone violence at all, but I'm also not going to sit quiet as a mouse and watch my country that I love so much go to hell. I'm not going to do it.
Well, that makes you a racist. so the definition is in the mind of the beholder. You can't be a member of the National Socialist German Workers' Party unless you adopt the 25 points. That's their political platform. So I disagree with several of those points, so therefore I can't be a National Socialist German Workers' Party member. So the definition, a Nazi is somebody that worships Hitler, or admires Hitler. No, that doesn't make you a Nazi. Admire him for what? His speaking abilities? Admire him because he came from humble beginnings and wound up being the leader of a country? I think you can admire somebody for that and still not be tied into their political agenda or their philosophical agenda. And so that's why these words no longer have meaning. A white supremacist implies that we want to rule over other people. No, we don't want to rule over other people. We want to have our own country. You guys can do what you want in your countries, but this is my country.
Exactly.
Ireland is my country. Germany is my country. France is my country. That's where my people come from. That's what my nation is. My nation is me and my people. It has nothing to do with geography. It has to do with blood. And that's what I believe in. And so that makes me wrong. You know, I just found out an interesting fact. You know, we have the ADL from B'nai B'rith. Do you guys know what B'nai B'rith means?
No.
It means the Brotherhood of the Circumcision.
Uh-huh.
Now, who might that be? And so they could have a Brotherhood of the Circumcision. They might even exclude women. and that's okay. But if you want to have a white rights organization, that's not okay. And this is the double standard that the last gentleman just said. That's exactly right. And that's what we're doing. And we're planning strategies to make that happen. Local elections.
Well, you want to hear the latest? I heard this morning.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to spread through all social media, but Snapchat is doing it first. If you weigh in with an opinion that they find offensive, they're going to ban you, but then they're going to start to send you links where you can get help from a Dr. Phil kind of person. I'm not kidding you now. Yeah. Yeah. No. And see, there, you know, as soon as we offer an opinion, Father, it's, you're a racist. No.
Exactly.
I tell you what, I want to live in my home in peace. And quiet, and if there's a catastrophe in my neighborhood, I'll be the first one to grab my chainsaw or whatever and go out there and help in a storm or whatever. And I'm, you know, my neighbor's free to do what they want as long as they don't tread on me. It's that simple. Live and let live and respect and respect. It's very simple. All this other hogwash, I'm not buying into it, sir. I agree with you.
Yeah, I mean, one of the questions the news lady asked me, do you want an all-white country? I said, well, America's a unique country. It's not an all-white country. If it's going to be united in the same geographical delineated landmass that it has always been or expanded to, well, how is it fair to the American Indians, or I'm in here, and how is it fair to black people that were descendants of slaves to bring 100,000 Somalis into Columbus, Ohio alone, and then let them flood the country, and their average IQ is 68. How does that benefit the United States of America? It doesn't.
Well, and how is it that we have to, you know, I mean, if I have a guest in my home for dinner, I'm going to respect them somewhat, but if they don't like the picture on my living room wall, that doesn't give them the right to take it down and walk out back and burn it. And that's exactly it. If you want to come to this country and assimilate with us, then fine.
They want us to become one giant homogenous mutt race so that we will have no national unity, no national pride, so we're all just one homogenous people, and they can control us easier that way without all the little divisions that we have, you know, being black, white, brown, purple, orange, whatever.
Well, this 57-year-old Scottish descendant is not going to play ball with them on that ever.
What are you thinking there, Doc? You're in the background. You're being quiet. You're holding something back on me. What do you got?
Well, you know, there really is no argument on race except for the fact that the so-called leaders / politicians won't speak out because they want to be politically correct and they think it's cool to be with the latest trend. But the real truth is white people are naturally the very least concerned about race. I don't know anybody that would join an organization that was considered all white and wanted to ban people. But yet you look around this country and the people that are screaming race don't get called on it because the politicians are afraid, but they belong to things like the NAACP, La Raza, which changed its name. They have a black caucus, a Hispanic caucus. It's crazy the things that are going on. The people that are calling everybody else racist are the ones that are belonging to the groups that only believe in their race.
Hey, Father Francis, Eric Stryker was on Farron's show a week or two ago, and he was talking about the demographic. Now, I believe Eric Stryker was involved with the Daily Stormer, or is involved, or is a writer. I really don't understand where he fits in. But he was talking about the demographic that they saw over at the Daily Stormer and how it was a lot of younger folks, kids in high school up to the 30-somethings, right? And the way that he saw it was that they were tired of being, well, preyed upon because they were white and everybody else getting special gifts. Do you see that too, or did I misinterpret that? Is that an incorrect statement?
Well, that's exactly the things we're talking. I just got handed a bumper sticker here. It says La Raza Blanca, which means Viva La Raza Blanca, which means long or live the white race. And so La Raza means the race. That's what that's the literal translation of it. I've lived in Mexico. I know what it's like. It's the people when you're in Mexico, they're not bad. But we're getting the bad guys here. We're not getting the good people, hardworking people that, you know, some of the people that sneak into our country might be decent people, but they're still breaking the law. I lived in Mexico for 2 years on a sailboat. If you get caught working in Mexico, they'll take your boat, they'll take all your money, and you will be deported immediately. That's it. That's the way it works. There's no legal issues. You're just gone. And that yet they can flood our country, and it's somehow that's okay. And even if you do get an FM3 visa that allows you to work, you're constantly under scrutiny. One of my friends that had owned two dive shops in Cancun, which is on the Gulf side, and he got harassed to the point where he just sold the business and left. It wasn't worth it. So it's okay for them to be concerned about their racial group, like the Brotherhood of the Circumcision, but it's not okay for a white person to say, hey, what's going on here? This is our country. The Immigration Act of 1791, who was eligible for citizenship? Free white people. That's it. Nobody else. And then after the war between the states, then the 14th Amendment came, and then other people were extended their citizenship who formerly were slaves. And they had a right to vote. And a couple of years past that, they decided, let's limit immigration to the people based on how many there are in the country now. We're the ones that went through colonial period, revolution, 1812, building our houses in the wilderness. You know, we're the ones that did that. Aren't we entitled to keep what we built? That's the reality of it.
And
how come 100,000? Go ahead.
How come we're not running around? Some, because we're not running around with moils in our hand with the Brotherhood of the Bris. Being of Caucasian coloring, how come they are not considered white racists?
How come why?
Because they're Semites or something. Semites. I don't know.
Okay.
It doesn't make
sense.
Don't. Never did.
It doesn't.
You know,
it doesn't.
You know. Okay. Well, we're at the end of the show, folks. We've got one more short segment coming up. Frank, hang in there for a minute, and we'll close this thing out. Republic of Texas Radio.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Okay, we're out of time again. Man, we never have enough time. Father Francis has been our guest this hour, and we were talking about, you know, crazy world around us and how they call us all Nazis and haters and whatever, and there's no justification. Father Francis, how can people listen to you, get involved? What's your contact info so we don't forget to do that? Did we lose you?
Yeah, me on Stormfront, or 844-769-2944 is the call-in number for Stormfront. So you guys can call in and talk on the Stormfront show. And we also have a Listen Live number, but I don't know if I can find it right now. But it's really good that when one radio show people come to another show, and we're expanding this. We're talking with another fellow that is trying to set up maybe a 24/7 live stream alt-right station or network, and that would be cool. And we can or in lieu of that, we have like a directory, like the old TV guide that says at this time this show's on, this is the content, and people can look at their directory and then go to the radio shows. We only have maybe, I guess, three like white nationalist type hours on Stormfront that are live, and that would be Stormfront, and then the third hour is David Duke, and he's on from 11 to 12. We're on from 9 to 11. So that's one of the ways you can participate and keep in contact. And anybody that wants to join in and be part of what we're trying to put together, please do. You know, we had various groups. Tom Rock from Arkansas was there. Many speakers, a lot of really good speakers were there. A lot of good ideas were generated. And, again, I don't want to divulge our tactics over the phone, but certainly when we get somebody that's interested and we check them out to make sure they're not infiltrators from Antifa, we'd like to include them in what we're doing, and anything that they're doing they need help with, we're willing to help and lend a hand.
Well, definitely appreciate you joining us today, and look forward to hearing from you again in the future. Thanks, Frank.
You got it, guys. Have a good day.
Yeah. Well, there you go, folks. Another 2 hours, Sunday morning, Catalonia. Well, it's getting ready to burn. The Nazis aren't Nazis. They're just white guys. I don't know. If the whole world's sideways and nobody's looking at it. What do you think, Alan? Do we have a few more things?
Latest report on Catalonia, over 460 injured in disturbances. It continues.
In the name of democracy. In the name of democracy. Jimmy, what's up today on Bank versus You? What are you going to be doing?
Are you going to be doing
Catalonia?
Yes, I've got the RT on mute, but I have it split screen with your lovely face. And you're, what another great show, Steve, and you're right. And if I can say to Frank, I fully applaud his comment, because that is what our goal is, to get all our broadcasters together. That's how you and I met, and thank you for the invitation to be here each Sunday. And, you know, he has some great ideas. And, Frank, if you're still listening, Steve, if you would share my contact information with Frank. And, of course, Doc Green and I have become buddies. I air his show each day at 2 p.m. Eastern time. I mirror his show. And that's what it's going to take, is for us to mirror each other and coagulate here. And I think that's what you and I have done, Alan and the other Doc. We are getting great synergy.
We'll keep getting bigger. Have a good night, or night. Good morning, you guys. Be back next week.
God bless you, Steve.
Bless you.
The tree of life is us, my friends.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue, and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed, and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.